I can't think of a presidential election in which visual artists played a bigger role, especially that familiar, heroic, high-contrasty red, white, and blue image of Barack Obama, which has become a true icon, thanks to millions of posters and T-shirts and stickers. That image was made by a superstar street artist named Shepard Fairey. We sent WNYC's Siddhartha Mitter to talk to him and some of the other Obama image makers, and they confessed that victory puts them in a tricky situation.
Here is the first painting I did of Barack. Sorry, watch your step. It's really messy.
In the workspace of his apartment in Chinatown, David Cho points to some of the portraits he's done of Barack Obama in the past year.
I noticed that his hairline from a side profile sort of looks like the United States, so I drew the United States on his hairline. That is
the image appeared on posters and T-shirts and bus shelter ads around the country during the campaign.
This was more of a sketch.
Cho is 32, a Los Angeles transplant to New York, who mainly works with pop culture themes like robots and comics and Asian kitsch.
I'm not that political at all, so this is sort of an out-of-character thing for me to do.
Until the saturation of all things Obama around him finally forced him to pay attention. And, like many others, catch himself actually relating to the non-white outsider candidate.
Here comes this guy who overcame these like crazy odds. When you can connect with someone, I'm like, whoa.
But when he attended the festivities around the Democratic National Convention in Denver last August, he found himself a bit bemused by the whole thing.
I'd never seen such an outpouring from the artist community of painting the same, almost exactly the same thing. And where else do you see this? Jesus, the Virgin Mary.
On one level, it seems like it's Beatlemania.
That's Ron English. His image for the campaign was called Abraham Obama. It's the one that merges the silhouettes of Lincoln and Obama against multicolored backgrounds. He put it up on huge posters on city walls around the country. Now the election is over. His guy won. And in his studio, English has been working out his feelings on a new canvas.
This is Frankenstein, which actually I kind of painted after going on this huge Obama tour, and I was starting to think, you know, like every artist I knew was out doing Obama stuff and supporting Obama, and it's like we kind of made him into a historical figure before he even, you know, had a chance to make history. And I started thinking maybe we've, like, created a monster. I don't know.
English is worried that artists like himself have only added to the huge expectations of Obama.
A lot of people have kind of accused us of, you've blown this guy into something that he isn't.
One person who's already had to check his expectations is one of Obama's best-known supporters in the art world.
Well, Obama has already done something that I was disappointed in.
No artist is more closely identified with the Obama campaign than Shepard Fairey. His red and blue Obama stencil became the icon. It's the one you've seen over and over on posters and merchandise and mimicked in all kinds of clever ways. Fairey is among those Obama supporters who are upset with the choice of Pastor Rick Warren to deliver the invocation at the inauguration.
And I was vocal about my disappointment. I'm going to call him out if he does anything, but with the qualification that it's not an overall withdrawal of my support, it's just I'm speaking my mind.
And he plans to continue. Fairey wants to stay engaged in the political process. But whatever happens with his political activities, Fairey's original Obama portrait now has a permanent home in a temple of establishment culture, the National Portrait Gallery in Washington, D.C.
Yeah, it's a coup. It's an ironic coup.
Ironic because Fairey got his start making street art in the tradition of the graffiti artists of the 70s. So did Ron English.
For, you know, the last 30 years, I've done illegal billboards, and I did not want to do anything illegal for Obama. So every wall that I worked on that I did, we called in advance, we got permission, and which was actually quite difficult for somebody like me who's used to just doing what you're going to do.
But maybe it's time to get comfortable with a new role, says English.
You can't be an outlaw your whole life. At some point, you know, hopefully you change the society to the point where you're not an outlaw and you're part of society.
And there are benefits to be reaped as well, like a livelihood. For some less-known artists, doing Obama pieces has given them a platform to promote their other work. Sculptor Michael Murphy.
I was just kind of hoping that my images would get picked up like Shepard Fairey's did.
Murphy has made three-dimensional Obama portraits that use wires and nails to cast shadows at specific angles.
So I got online and started a membership on every website I could find that had anything to do with Obama art and started pushing my work out there.
The images he circulated have gotten more people interested in Murphy's work than he could ever have hoped for, sitting in Millersville, Georgia, far from the major art centers.
The popularity of the art has definitely led to some name recognition for a lot of these artists, like Michael
For the last 7 months, Ken Harmon has kept track of the scene on a website he calls the Obama Art Report. He's watched the volume of work grow and resale prices go up and down with the fortunes of the campaign, mainly up, with first-run Shepherd Fairey prints going for up to $7,000 on eBay.
However, at the same exact time, you have a lot of street artists who have remained completely anonymous and who refuse to accept any recognition whatsoever and rejected any sort of fame.
David Cho has no plans to stay involved now that the election is won.
I'm really proud and happy about the work, but on one end, it's like, I just want to do graffiti, you know?
Mainly, Cho is just impressed that outsider artists could play any role in supporting a winning presidential candidate.
When guys that are, like, known felons for painting on freeway signs upside down and saying, yeah, that's our man, is that helping him? In the end, it was yes.
As for actually voting, Cho didn't bother. He's already washed his hands of whatever happens next.
For Studio 360, I'm Siddhartha Mitter.